American Broadcasting Company presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Bottom of the sea lies an enchanted kingdom called the Land of the Lost. No explorer can tell you how to find it, but my brother Billy and I know the way. We've been there lots of times with our friend Red Lantern, the wisest fish in the ocean. All the things that disappear from up on Earth find new homes in the Land of the Lost. Billy and I thought we'd seen them all, but one morning Red Lantern popped us onto a fast sea current at the Grand Oceanic Terminal and rushed us along in a new direction.
Where are we going, Red Lantern?
To the Port of Sports, Isabel, and here we are.
The Port of Sports?
There it is, Billy, straight ahead. The playground of all the lost sporting gear from up on Earth. Bats, rackets, golf clubs, hockey sticks.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, with flags flying and a big sign over the gate. Archery contest today. Welcome to all good sports.
An archery contest? Can we go, Red Lantern?
Batten my hatches. Why do you suppose I brought you down here? It's the biggest event of the summer.
It is?
Absolutely. The most famous experts among the lost bows compete against each other, and the winner is made chief of the target ranges for the coming year. Now, come on, let's dribble right in.
Gee, Rosalind, footballs, canoe paddles, polo mallets, all alive and kicking.
I'll be right over.
Oh, mercy, that funny-looking wooden club. He's flying right through the air.
That's Ben Boomerang.
Here I am.
Hello, Ben. Nice going. You were feeling a little off balance last time I was here.
Oh, I'm fine again now, Red. You know, a boomerang always makes a comeback.
Yeah, so I've heard.
But I say, we were planning a little turnout for you.
Bless my scales.
Get a move on, diggers. Start that song up.
Okay, Ben. Dig it, fellas.
Here they come, Red. With Homer the baseball bat in the lead.
Swing it, Homer, swing it.
We bid you welcome, 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 welcome to the Port of Sports. We've bowling greens and tennis courts.
It's the pick of all the swell resorts
where everyone plays the game, the game.
Now, as a golf club, I'm a star. My score is always under par.
But it doesn't matter what you are.
As long as you play the game. Our Homer, he's a baseball bat.
He knocks a triple like you tip your hat.
And Molly Mallet shoots croquet
through a wicked little wicket in the cutest way.
So here's to sport, you can't go wrong with the ball goes ping.
And the paddles pong. And the tennis rackets string along.
Yes, everyone plays the game.
The game?
The same.
What game?
Why, any old game, if you think your game. Everyone plays the game!
Well, how do you like that, Pollywog?
Well, but what about the big archery contest? Aren't you fellas going, Mr. Golf Club?
Niblick's the name, Lottie.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, I will be teeing off in a minute now, eh, Homer?
Yep. Hey, who are you betting on, pal?
Well, I'm risking a bit on Bo Swift.
Bo Swift? Why, he wouldn't get the first base on roller skates.
No? Who are you betting for, Homer?
It's Bo Fleetwood for me, Red.
Me too.
Fleetwood's the guy!
Well, you can't miss.
Who is Bo Fleetwood anyway?
Oh, he's a rare one, he is. Not much for looks, maybe, but he's strong as steel.
And that ain't all. His girlfriend is Araminta Arrow.
Araminta Arrow?
Yeah, the highest little flyer in the whole Port of Sports. She's a sharp character. What a team. You ought to see him at target practice.
It was a bonny sight, I'm not denying.
Was a bonny sight? What do you mean, Niblick?
Hootman, didn't you know? Araminta's ditched him.
Ditched him?
Killed him?
Aye, Fleetwood's in the rough, poor laddie. Why did you think I was putting my money on Beau Swift?
I can't believe
it. It's true, Homer. There'll be no more roaming in the gloaming for Araminta and Fleetwood. Whisht!
Huh?
You can see for yourself. Yonder, now he comes.
Oh, my gracious. He is big and strong-looking.
Yes, but I'm afraid Niblick's right. There's not much spring in his walk.
Hey, what's the matter, Fleetwood? Got a fallen arch or something?
Hello, Homer.
Look here, Fleetwood. It ain't so, is it? About you and Araminta?
I wish it wasn't, boys. I thought she loved me, but she says she's through.
She's talking through her feathers. You don't want to take it serious, Fleetwood.
Araminta's just flighty, that's all.
Sure, you know how women are. You gotta bend a little, Fleetwood. Meet them halfway.
Oh, you're all wide of the mark. She knows I love her.
Oh, well then what...
There's just one string to my bow, and that's for Araminta. But she's gone up in the air over somebody else.
Somebody else?
Yes. It's that slick tournament racket from Lawn Tennis Club Society. Lord Tennyson.
A tennis racket?
Got her on the rebound, huh? Well, I'll take care of him. I'll knock him into the bleachers.
Out, Homer. It won't bring her back.
But she can't let you down right before the big contest. Ruin your chance to be chief target ranger.
I'm sorry you fellows all bet on me. I'm only half a bow without Araminta. But I'll do my best. Got to play the game.
Oh, poor Fleetwood.
And what is that dizzy little arrow think she's doing? She'll never find another bow like Fleetwood.
Aye, and he'll never hit the target without her.
Perhaps we can persuade her to change her mind. There's still time before the archery contest.
Here, now you're talking. Rally round, folks. The tennis court is right on the way.
Where is the tennis court anyway?
Oh, not far as the croquet ball flies. I saw Araminta over there just a little while ago.
Oh, I do hope she'll listen to us, Molly.
Oh, she should never have listened to Lord Tennyson. He's an expert at the love game, all right. But it's only a pastime for him. Everybody knows.
Hold on, Molly. Isn't that Araminta there on the corner?
Why, yes. And she's alone, too.
Hey, she's a pretty sharp looker for an arrow.
Araminta! Araminta!
Oh, hello, Molly.
Hello. This is Red Lantern, Araminta. He's brought his Earth friends to see the archery contest.
Yes, but we're terribly disappointed that you're not going to be in it, Araminta.
Yeah. We heard you and Beau Fleetwood were a cinch to win.
Oh, he'll get along. Don't worry.
Oh, but we are worried, Araminta. Fleetwood is everyone's favorite and...
Well, he's not mine. And I'll thank you to mind your own wickets, Molly Mallet.
Oh, but there's so much at stake. Fleetwood needs you and you know it.
Once and for all, I'm not interested in Fleetwood. I'm going to marry Lord Tennyson.
Marry him?
Oh, he's wonderful, Molly. Fleetwood was good-hearted and all that. But Lord Tennyson moves in the very best set.
So that's it.
Why, I'll be received at the court and
Stop fooling yourself, Araminta. You're as silly as the others he's caught in that net of his. Lord Tennyson isn't going to marry you.
Why?
He's stringing you along. He's never been serious about anyone but Lady Belinda Badminton.
Lady Belinda Badminton? Well, who's she?
One of the rackets in the upper brackets, Isabel. A real aristocrat.
Why, they were practically engaged before he came down here.
But she's still up on Earth. Lord Tennyson has forgotten all about her.
And you'd trust a fellow like that? I'm sure Fleetwood would never forget you.
Oh, please.
Araminta, has he asked you to marry him?
Well, I...
Hello.
Oh.
I say, old dear, what have we here?
Oh, Lord Tennyson.
Uh-oh. Looks as if the game's up. Excuse me, Pollywogs. I'll be back in a flash.
Molly, dear, I don't believe you know Lord Tennyson.
Well, I don't care to know him. I can see right through him. And it's just too bad you can't do the same. Goodbye, Araminta. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Huh. Impertinent creature.
Oh, don't mind her, Lord Tennyson. Those Mallet girls are always knocking people.
Naturally.
Oh, my, but you look handsome today.
Mother, I've just been completely restrung. Thanks to you, Araminta, my pet.
What does he mean, thanks to her?
Jolly good of you to get that special 3-ply string for me from you know where.
Oh, is it really all right, Lord Tennyson?
All right. It's exactly the kind I've been after for so long. I knew you'd manage to lay your hands on the stuff. If you really tried.
It wasn't easy, but I'd do anything for you, Lord Tennyson.
Call me Alfred.
Oh, Alfred.
My sweet Araminta, you are the one for me.
Oh, tell me again how happy we're going to be. The moment I met you, I knew that we'd never part.
No, for you've winged your way right into my heart.
Darling, you are my all. You've so much on the ball.
But I scarcely can play anymore. You make me forget the score.
Will you always be true, dear?
Ever faithful to you, dear. Ah, my love, what a wonderful match.
A wonderful catch for me.
Oh, slush.
Listen, what's that?
By Jove, it's time for the archery contest to start.
Here comes Red Lantern and the rest of the gang.
All aboard, Pollywogs. I've got the ticket.
Well, toodle, everybody. I must be going.
But Alfred, you promised to take me with you.
But there'll be the deuce of a crowd, you know. People might talk.
About us?
Well, definitely.
What of it? I want them to know you've given up singles for doubles.
Oh, very well. Come along, but don't go shooting off about our little understanding, will you?
Get a wiggle on, Tadpoles. This way to the grandstand.
Looks like you folks didn't get very far with Araminta.
It wasn't any use, Homer. Look at her flying after Lord Tennyson.
She'll find out someday that all that goes up must come down.
Tickets, please. Show your tickets here, please.
Here you go, Pollywogs. We've got a box right down in the front row.
Jiminy Christmas, what a crowd.
Let me by there.
No, you don't.
Hey, cut it out, you hockey sticks, or we'll put you back on ice. Come on, kids. This is our box.
Why, it's right next to where Lord Tennyson and Araminta are sitting.
Who cares about them? It's right back of the place where the bows line up to shoot.
Oh, look. There comes one of them now.
It's Beau Valiant.
Oh,
and there comes Beau Swift, the tall fellow.
Boy Swift, good luck, Lottie.
Where's Fleetwood?
We want Fleetwood. We want Fleetwood. Quiet down,
everybody. Beau Valiant's trying to say something.
Attention, please. Attention, please, sport folks. Sorry, but there will be a short delay. Fleetwood's having a little trouble.
What do you suppose has happened?
Well, maybe he can't find an arrow to take Araminta's place.
Nah. Freddy Flathead volunteered to pinch shoot. I think I'll hop over the rail here and find out.
Oh, wait, what's that?
It came from back by the entrance. Hey, everybody's turning around.
Oh, Alfred, what's happening? Can you see anything?
Don't get so excited, Araminta. Probably some dignitary arriving. It's fashionable to be late, you know.
Make way for a newcomer who has just arrived from Earth. The distinguished, the noble, the beautiful Lady Belinda Badminton.
Lady Badminton, the rocket that Lord
Tennyson... There she comes.
Boy, what a pipperoo.
A little on the fragile side, I'd say.
But regal, Red Lantern. Definitely regal.
This way to the boxes, milady.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Very kind of you, I'm sure. But I don't want to take anyone. Please.
Melinda!
Ah, Alfred. Fancy meeting you here. Do tell me how you've been, old bean.
Oh, topping, topping. But you, you're more stunning than ever, Belinda. What form you developed. What?
Something tells me Araminta is going to need the aromatic spirit.
Oh, but don't let me intrude, Alfred, darling. I see you're not alone.
Oh, just an acquaintance, Miss Arrow.
Acquaintance? Why, Alfred.
Oh, can't you move over a bit? Sit here, Belinda, my sweet.
Dear old Alfred, I'm really thrilled to see you. There's never been anyone who could take your place.
What about that bounder, Marmaduke Ace?
Oh, I gave him the bird long ago.
Belinda, then it's just like old times.
Excuse me for interrupting, but...
Huh? Oh, sorry, Araminta. I forgot you were there.
You seem to be forgetting a lot of things, Alfred.
Now, 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 must you make pointed remarks? Lady Belinda is an old friend of mine.
And I'm just an acquaintance, am I? You've changed courts mighty quickly, Lord Tennyson.
Quiet, Araminta. This is no time for a scene.
Then let Lady Babington sit somewhere else. After all, I'm the one you brought here.
Only because you insisted.
Alfred!
And now you're making a nuisance of yourself.
Oh, I didn't mean to, Alfred. But you hurt my feelings. First you tell me you love me, and
what
then...
What is this? What's she saying, Alfred?
Nonsense, poppycock. Don't listen to her, Belinda.
You dare to deny it? Didn't you swear not half an hour ago that I was the one for you? That you'd be ever faithful?
The words of a song. Surely you didn't take that seriously.
Alfred, up to your old tricks?
It was all in sport, Belinda. I thought she understood.
I'm only beginning to understand. This is how you show your gratitude, your devotion, after what I did for you.
It was very obliging of you, but...
Obliging? When I ruined an honorable bowman's career for your sake.
I say.
When you racketeer.
Really?
You're a menace to the game of tennis.
Araminta.
You made love to me, flattered me, gave me false promises, all for just one reason. So I'd steal Fleetwood's supply of tournament bowstring for you.
What's that? Fleetwood's bowstring?
Waltzing water spout.
Oh, Araminta, how could you?
Oh, he made me do it, Isabel. I tell you, I was dazzled, carried away. I lost my head. Oh, Fleetwood, Fleetwood, what have I done to you?
Ready, that's the signal.
There's Fleetwood at last, right below us.
Look, he's bent nearly double. His bowstring's too short.
He must have broken it. It's tied with a knot in the middle.
And nothing to replace it with. Oh, he ain't got a prayer.
Contestants, take your places.
Oh, Araminta.
Wait, Fleetwood.
Araminta.
Wait for me.
Araminta. Why, she jumped right over the railing.
Araminta.
Me, Fleetwood. We can win together.
Go away, Araminta. I never want to see you again.
Oh, I know you despise me for what I've done. Your bowstring is broken. And it was I who gave Lord Tennyson your extra supply. I've been a blind, wicked little fool.
A broken string is one thing, Araminta. But you broke my heart.
Places, please, bowman.
Oh, Fleetwood. Fleetwood, look at me. I tell you, I was blind. It's you I love. You alone.
Araminta.
Only let me prove it to you. Shoot me. That's all I ask.
But you'd never make the distance. I can't pull hard enough this way.
Love will give me wings. I'll fly farther than I ever flew before.
Then come to my arms. We'll show them, Araminta.
Don't get your hopes up, Isabel. That target's a long way off.
First contestant, the well-known archer about town, holder of the short-range title, Bo Valiant. Ready, aim, shoot. contestant, the renowned champion and present chief of the Target Rangers, competing to retain his office, Bo Swift.
Go, Sheriff Swiftly!
Take care, Cobra. Remember, my money's on you.
Ready, aim, shoot.
Hey, he got it, a seven. He scored a seven.
Swift is in the inside ring.
Didn't I tell you?
It was a good shot, but I'm still rooting for Fleetwood.
Hey, what's Swifty talking to the referee about?
Attention all. Due to unfortunate circumstances, Fleetwood, our third competitor, has been forced to enter the contest with a faulty bowstring. Bowsmith, true sportsman that he is, has therefore suggested it is only fair to grant him a handicap of 20 yards. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Oh, goody.
Carried unanimously. Hey, what's that?
Fleetwood shaking his head.
As you were, folks. Number three declines the offer. Says he'll win or lose from strength.
Hey, now who's a sportsman?
Introducing the final contestant, Oh, Fleetwood.
Oh, Billy, cross your fingers.
Ready, aim, shoot.
There she goes. There goes Araminta.
Hey! Bullseye! It's a bullseye!
Hooray for Fleetwood!
As I live and twinkle. Come on, Pollywogs, over the rail with you. Let's all go and congratulate the winner.
Whiz me dizzy, but that was a shot. Congratulations, Fleetwood.
Thanks, Boomerang.
Hail to the chief!
Oh, you're a wonderful Fleetwood.
It wasn't me. It was Araminta. And here she is.
Fleetwood, darling, we've won. We've won.
You did it all, Araminta.
Oh, no. I'd never have made it with any other bow. But, Fleetwood, you always could send me.
Fleetwood, you're the king of archery. Fleetwood, you're the champ. One, and we're glad you're going to be chief of the Rangers' camp. Yeah! We'll cheer when you have Lord Tennyson banished from the court. Then here's to you and Araminta too, from all the port of
Lucky seven times. Remember the Grand Oceanic Terminal where we caught the current this morning? Do you know what that terminal looks like? It's carved out of solid rock, has an information booth, a newsstand, and is just like any other station, except for one very big difference. The Grand Oceanic Terminal is filled with fish folk. Snorky the Seal announces the currents that are coming and going.
And there's a picture of Snorky at the very beginning of the Land of the Lost book, and a big colored picture of the terminal later on. Red Lantern is with the children on the way to the Barracuda Flash, and the fish folk are all eyes to see him. And there are lots of other illustrations in this book that tells the secret of how Isabel and Billy first got their magic seaweed and traveled to the Land of the Lost. Now, every single one of you Pollywogs will want one of these books, so be sure to have a pencil handy, because I'm going to tell you how to get one as soon as you've heard the names of the lucky winners who sent in the most interesting letters about treasures they've lost and want returned.
First, Ronald Barchi of Detroit, Michigan, who belongs to a Land of the Lost archery club, wins a bow and arrow set. Ronald writes, "Boy, is the Land of the Lost book good. Almost all the members of my club have one, and we all stick to the motto, never say lost." Billy Evans of Spartanburg, South Carolina, who dropped his bow and arrow set down a well, also receives one. Patricia Hitchcock of Manchester Depot, Vermont, wins a garden rake. Betty Noyes of Ada, Oklahoma, gets a beautiful wallet made of real Morocco leather with places for pictures, bills, and a secret compartment. David Hoskinson of Lake Worth, Florida, wins a fine gun and holster. Arthur Henninger of Westfield, New Jersey, lost one, too. He writes, if he wins another one, he's going to get a million Japs, and Arthur's going to get that gun. Second, Edna Ruth Anderson of Chicago, Illinois, wins a pearl necklace with a crystal clasp. To Lillian Pizzo of Middletown, Connecticut, goes a wonderful doll with plaits of golden hair and a handmade gingham dress. The winners of knives are Morton Hotkin and Melvin Adler, Boy Scouts in the Bronx, New York. Arlen Fleshman of Lynchburg, Virginia, gets a knife, too. Third, here come the names of polywogs who receive turtles. Sylvia Lask of Detroit, Michigan, and the three little bakers, Jack, Barbie, and Billy of Kenmore, New York. Margie Valenzuela at Brooks Hospital, San Antonio, Texas, gets a jolly clown doll to cheer her up. Fourth, beautiful sterling silver identification bracelets with magic red lantern charms go to Bobby Byron, president of a King Fine Doll Club in Portland, Oregon, and May Holtzman of Detroit, Michigan. May will probably appreciate the red lantern charm more than almost anyone because she's been copying the pictures from the Land of the Lost book, and they're so good they've been put up in the hall of her school for everybody to see. Carl Fowler of Burlington, New Jersey, wins a baseball. Harvey Friedman of Brooklyn, New York, gets a hard black rubber ball. And to Janet King of Saybrook Point, Connecticut, goes a tennis ball. Janet is president of a Land of the Lost club called the Splashy Current. Fifth, the winners of rings are Mary Earl Jones of Louisville, Kentucky, who gets a tiny gold band ring for her brother. Beverly Ann Hughes of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, wins a ring with a ruby set. To Rita K. Wilson, a Girl Scout of Bettendorf, Iowa, goes a ring with a pearl. Richie Fors of Hamburg, New York, wins a silver souvenir ring. Ruth Ann Dressman of Bellevue, Kentucky, a member of the Isabel War Stamp Club, gets a ring with a shimmering green setting. And to Saul Bobrow, president of the Land of the Lost Junior Red Cross Club in Brooklyn, goes a beautiful costume ring for his mother, who's done so much for the club members that they bought a ring for her birthday, but lost it before they could give it to her. We hope she enjoys the one that's on the way. Six, standard chemistry sets go to Gary Cottle of Miami, Florida, Bruce Cravassi of Tampa, Florida, and Gerhard Dyke of Leamington, Ontario. There are 35 members in Gerhard's Kid Squid Club, and they hold their club meetings in the barn of Gerhard's farm. Seventh, Marilyn Lee of Salt Lake City, Utah, gets a doll's wardrobe trunk. Marilyn Wolfman of Brooklyn, New York, a club member who has written a fine poem about the Land of the Lost, wins a Monopoly game. And to George Travers of Gary, Indiana, goes an ocarina. Gary writes, his club members wear their red lantern badges to meetings and think the book is swell. Well, congratulations, all you winners. And to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost.
And remember, too, if you haven't sent in for your Land of the Lost book, do it right away. You'll want to have it next time for sure, so you'll be able to see the characters as you listen to the show. You'll want to wear your red lantern badge, too. It's the badge that Isabel Manning Hewson had especially made for you, with a picture of the one and only Red Lantern in his green coat wearing his magic diamond key. A present of one of these badges will be sent with every Land of the Lost book ordered on this program. Now, to get your book and your Red Lantern badge, send $2 in cash, check or money order, addressed to the Land of the Lost, Box 20, Station G, New York. That's Box 20, Station G, New York. Print your name and address plainly. Now, do this, too, when you write about treasures you've lost and want returned. For each week at this time, we award prizes to the polywogs who send in the most interesting and logical letters telling why they want their lost things back. The decision of our judges is final, and in case of a tie, duplicate awards will be given. And be sure to join us next week when Isabel and Billy meet a salmon on a strange quest and go adventuring near the dangers of the great icy current. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Cyril Armbrister. Vocal arrangements by Peggy Marshall. Musical background by Gene Perazzo. This is the American Broadcasting Company.